Hey everyone, welcome to another week with Sarah and Dave. And I'm Sarah, and alongside me is the amazing Dave.
Yeah, welcome to the number one listened to podcast by podcasters named Dave and Sarah.
There might be another one.
No. No, then they can fight me.
So, for those of you guys who did not listen to our Strengths Finder,
just stop right now and listen to it.
Yeah, I'm sorry we bored you so much with it.
Oh no. It was a hit. It was trending, if you will.
Let's see. I mean, I'm looking forward to hearing what other people do with their Strengths Finder. Or if they decide to do an Enneagram, check that out. But my suggestion, if you're doing Enneagram, don't take the test. Grab The Road Back to You. Read the front of every chapter. The one that kind of makes you cringe is the one that you are. Unless you're a seven, then you're like, ooh. And then sometimes cringe. But anyways.
And fun fact, no one can see this. But we're both wearing pants that came in the mail today.
Yes, these ones are really comfy. I'm really glad I picked this fit.
Why don't you talk about them?
They're the Zia brand. These are the Ascend joggers. My legs are not as thin as the models, even in every size. So they're not quite as loose fitting as what, say, yours are. He has sweatpants on. And as we call them in our house, Papa Pants. We don't know what else to call them anymore. I know.
When you say we, I think it's just you.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to be honest.
It's, just, it's a bad habit, good habit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I still say potty.
You do.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, so I hope you'll still go back and listen to our Strengths thing because I think it's a really good episode to hear how the two of us go back and forth together. And as I spoke with David in the car yesterday while we were driving, and I'll get to that, I told him that I think it's really valuable to be able to know about yourself and be self-aware. So using the Strengths Finder, Enneagram, and even if you use multiple ones, it's good to have a picture of knowing how you operate in the world. And sometimes knowing how other people operate helps give a little bit more grace and understanding that they're wired differently. And sometimes that thing that drives you nuts is actually a big strength as well. Milk clippers?
Yeah.
Here. No, serious.
Yeah, I think you actually took the ones that were over here.
I think I might have here.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
Sorry about that.
It's like you knew what I was looking for because you... Okay.
Well, no, I just figured that there's not that much in there and that you were probably looking for something random like nail clippers.
Well, it's not like I needed a highlighter right now.
No, I mean, you don't have any paper. I mean, you're highlighting things, so it'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, I will tell you, I am so thrilled to be living where we're living at this point. It was great to be able to be invited and to actually attend a dear friend's baby shower. We've known each other since elementary school. So it was so nice to take a day trip up there, go to the shower, putt around. I actually grabbed wine because I had seen another friend from high school and elementary school post about having her hot apple cider sangria. That I was like, ooh, where'd you get that? And she told me she was a place in Ritztown called Barrel Run Crossing, and so I went out and got two bottles of wine, and we're getting to enjoy one of them, and then got to drive back and enjoy some great conversation with David. And fun fact, my mom went ahead and let him just take two things of sweet tea that were there in her fridge because that's just how she is. She spoils the crap out of them, and he didn't even have to ask her. He just asked her if he could have some. And she told him, take whatever you would like. Yeah. Thankfully, he did leave her some.
One.
One, plus I guess she had some sweet tea from McDonald's in there too. Because you know how she'll drink a little bit at a time.
And then go on vacation for 2 weeks.
Oh, you know, three actually.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, oh my God. Just one of the many reasons that I love my parents is they'll just, they're so generous about this. She told him he could have free reign of whatever candy and stuff he wanted. So he really snacked it up while I was gone those couple of hours. It was great. It was great. And then he talked to Anna. So, and then I talked to Anna actually when I got back, FaceTimed. And then we talked, we almost went to the place called Twisted Melt, which was a grilled cheese place. Oh, we'll be going there. They have a gluten-free option and they have a lot of different, like they name sandwiches after people from like Ohio. Like the Drew Carey, because that was one of the ones I knew for a fact. The Lou Holtz.
The Dave Lees.
I mean, perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe, baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, sometimes I really crack myself up.
I heard that. Yeah. Wow.
You know, that's part of the reason why you love me.
Yeah. Speaking about love, we had a lot of people reach out about how much they enjoy our podcast. Asked questions, told us how amazing your husband is, but they did.
I don't think it was quite that, like, I don't think it was like, oh man, Dave's the best. I don't think that's quite what it was. I mean, you're pretty awesome.
What was it then, dear?
I think they just really enjoyed our back and forth. I mean, we make great conversation sometimes.
Yeah. What percentage of our podcast do you think comes from me talking, and what part comes from you talking?
I don't know. I mean, there's some weeks where you actually talk more than me. You do. Don't even give me that big-eyed look like you don't, because maybe you should go back and listen.
Yeah, I'm wondering which episode.
Two episodes ago. You really got to talking.
Well,
when you get going, you really do. And that's okay. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So what were some of the highlights of the week?
Last week? Man, last week was a blur.
Yeah.
I wanted to just get through the week because I was tired of hearing about voting and elections.
Yeah. David got his job.
David does.
Orientation
he is now
this weekend. Yeah.
Semi-officially employed.
Yeah.
I get to have my amazing nephews come over on Wednesday and hang out with the boys.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that.
What else we got? New phones for the kids.
Well, new phones for us that we handed down our other phones to the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, got to trade in some phones actually before they broke, so it was kind of nice.
Yeah. We got Isaac's actually at his first basketball scrimmage now.
Yes.
Absolutely shocking that he made the basketball team.
I mean, he is 6'6".
Yeah.
I think he's got another 2 inches in him. They're trying to get him to gain a little bit of weight. Let's see if they actually give him any nutrition advice.
He claims that he dunked in practice, so I want
to
see it.
I need to email the coach and ask him. So is Isaac actually dunking?
I'll tear up. I mean, I've been waiting for that since I was coaching him when he was like 6,
or earlier. I mean, you coached him at like when he was like 3 and 4.
Yeah, but between the ages of like 6 and 9, that's when he had multiple games of like 20 plus points and rebounds playing like half the game.
He was so adorable.
He just dominated.
Now he's such a pain in the butt. That's what I get for
I think
being
you
a
two
pain
are
in,
very
in
similar.
Well,
and that's what kind of gets on.
I don't think so. I think he just likes to push my buttons, and I think he thinks it's okay to be snarky and mouthy.
Yeah, I mean, he is 15.
Yeah, and of course, again, the second one, and my mom prayed hard for, you know, children to drive me nuts because apparently, well, actually, not even apparently, I know I was a pain in the rear end. I was. Don't you even, you didn't help matters when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah. We got, what is it, 2 weeks till we go to Florida?
Yes. Short trip to Disney before everything gets shut down again.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
As of next week, we should no longer be homeowners.
For now.
waiting to be a homeowner.
Yeah, waiting to be a homeowner.
Our again. House is just going to be amazing, though. Like, this house is...
Yeah, so did we really get into the how it was delayed or anything?
No, no. I didn't want to touch that because you were so angry about it.
So, well, not, I don't know that I was angry. It's just frustrating. Because I have about the same amount of patience as you do sometimes. Like, we're patient for different things a lot of times.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. So, the house that we're building, when we signed the contract in July, we were told it was going to be ready originally end of January, but they're like, well, it looks like the first week of February with how many contracts we have. First part of February. Okay, no big deal. Pick out our selections all on time. We're waiting, 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 not hearing anything going on. They're saying we're just waiting on permits. That, you know, at first we think we'll get started in October. And then it turned to where, you know, their confident date is it's going to start in December. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So Dave, you know, starts looking around for other houses just because he's like, I'm not sure what's going to happen with this. But come to find out, somehow somebody didn't record the plat, and a plat is just where you have all the lot lines, the lay of the land for the new section that they're doing because we're in a brand new phase, and they didn't do that and get it finished until 1st of October. The corporate office ended up being the ones that told us, and they hadn't passed down the information to the girl who like communicates with us about it all. So permits were filed in the middle of October, which right now they're slating us to start somewhere around the, you know, first week of December. We're hoping permits maybe come back a little early and we can start on, you know, early. So instead of being in, you know, the first part of May in our house, maybe we can be in mid-April since, you know, David graduates high school in mid-May. So we just thought we would be settled in. And so that means I don't get to travel for my trip that I earn, which was very disappointing. I think that was the biggest thing I was disappointed in. But I'm a big girl, and we'll just use the cash for something, I guess.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of somethings with furnishing the next house.
Yeah, sell off a lot of furniture.
It'll be considerably bigger than other houses we've owned.
In kind of a way, it will be. Because we're finishing so much of the basement.
It's like you're not even going to know that I'm there.
Sometimes I think both of us will appreciate that. You know what? I do want to note, because we have podcasted since then. Dave looked at me, I don't remember if it was Thursday night or Friday. I think it was Friday. And we had been talking about going on a bike ride on Saturday because the weather was going to be nice. And then he was tossing around whether he was going to go to my mom's house with me to sit there while I did my baby shower. And he looked at me and says, you know, we've been together all week. I mean, we are in an apartment. We hang out a lot in the evenings, you know, stuff like that. We're going on a bike ride. We want to go on a bike ride on Saturday. And then we're thinking about being in the car 3 hours both ways. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I want to go on Sunday because that's a lot of time together. And I could not have appreciated that you were realistic that sometimes we do really, in fact, need our personal space.
Yes.
So, I wanted to give you... I'm giving you a kudos.
Yeah, thanks.
I do. I appreciate that you recognize that.
Yes, I got to hang out with Isaac, and he got to make a Pampered Chef video. It was amazing.
It was really cute. Yeah. In the most teenager of ways.
He did a good job.
He did. I really liked it. So if you're one of my Facebook friends listening, be sure you just scroll and you'll find it. I shared it on my personal page.
Yeah. Get to go. I swam 2 miles straight yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up this morning, felt like I got hit by a bus. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I do think you go to the chiropractor on Thursday, though.
Thursday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's later in the afternoon. So, well, I think that's great. Now, shall we talk about Iron Man?
I mean, what about is there to
the
talk
bee
about?
In your bonnet. So they've had what, 2 Ironman races now?
Yeah, there's been a half and a full in the US.
And a full. Okay. Well, Arizona, actually 2 halves.
Yeah, 2 halves and a full, because there's a half during the full.
Yeah.
Yes, there's Saturday.
So, you know, Dave, the original plan was for him to probably do an Olympic and a half next year, and then us wait to do a full just because. But, man, I think it's really bothering you, because I know you could do it next year with no issue. But I just think it would, you know, be a lot of time commitment when we're possibly in one of the couple of busiest years we'll, you know, like springs we'll ever have, between senior events and, you know, getting David ready for college stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be your support crew, though. And by support crew, I mean we'll have a sign and we'll come find you.
Yeah.
And transitions and maybe other random stuff, and then go find other fun adventures.
Yeah. Say, how many adventures and like meals will you have during the 100+ mile bike ride?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just have my bike and ride somewhere not on the course.
Yeah. And then the marathon.
Yeah, like the other day, I told you this, but I sat there and was like, I don't know why anyone decides to do that much effort and exercise sounds horrible. I mean, I'm all for a nice bike ride or a nice run or walk or even getting in the pool. But
really,
I said getting in the pool. I did not say taking a swim.
Okay, so here, will you commit to, by the time we leave for Disney, getting in the pool at LA Fitness with me once?
We'll see.
Will you commit to... Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a yes or no answer.
I guess it is, because you're asking me to commit.
Yes.
But yeah. I don't know if I want...
To all of our listeners. And there's a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends on the week. We gotta think of catchy titles. I think that's what really gets it.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and answer the questions, and we can go to the next topic.
I will not commit, but I will entertain the thought.
So you will or you won't?
I said I will not commit, but I will entertain the thought of doing it.
So you won't do it?
No, I said I won't commit. So you asked me to commit.
Yes, and so you won't.
I won't commit, but I might do it.
Okay, so we're not going to get into the water.
I don't know. It depends on what time of the day we go and how busy I mean.
I mean, what time of day is best for you, dear?
I don't know. I'm home all day.
Because maybe if we could go at a preferred time for you, it would be easier for you to commit.
No, I mean, there's really no preferred time. I do like being in the water. I don't really like chlorine, though.
Okay, so
don't make me choke on my
delicious wine.
I mean,
there's a lot of boomers that like walk and stuff while I'm swimming.
It's not like it's a deep pool. Yeah. It's like 3.5 or 4 feet the whole way, I think.
I don't know, but it was crazy yesterday for like to go like 80 minutes without stopping. The amount of people that got in and out of the pool.
True.
Pretty crazy. I mean, I peed twice during that swim.
I don't think you talk about that.
No, I did not pee twice during
like,
the swim.
If you did, I don't think we talk about that.
Well, it's not like we're not sitting here waiting for you to give your yes or no. Will you go?
I told you I will not commit.
So no.
I will not commit.
Okay, so no.
Just stop. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Moving on.
Go
next
ahead.
Topic.
What's next?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Well, I guess this is the part of the episode where we talk about our fantasy football league.
Oh God,
and
that's
for the
a hot mess.
Third week in a row, I will be the high-scoring team in the league, setting a new record for high points for the week. You want to talk about running away with the league.
It's not been a good season for me.
No, you're actually losing this week to one of our listeners.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Sir, why are you talking? You're walking away. What are you doing? Or we're turning on a fan in November.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating.
Yeah, like really putting the pressure on.
Are you sweating because you didn't know how to answer the will you swim? I had you laughing.
And then it's just warm in here. The temperature's just not right. Okay, stop repeating me, dude. Like, seriously.
Well, your microphone wasn't that close, so I wasn't sure if I needed to narrate or not for you. Because you were walking to turn the fan. I didn't know. You could have told me and I could have turned it on. We could have gone over there in tandem, because this thing's got quite the cord.
It does, but we're going to have to invest in a new one since you broke the other one.
I didn't break it. Sir, what are you doing?
I had to fix my nail.
By your microphone?
No, not even close. Dude, you're annoying the crap out of me right now.
Uh-oh, some conflict. That's what gets us more viewers. Conflict. Conflict. Oh, will Sarah swim with Dave?
No, shut
That's the title. Oh my gosh. No. So many people are going to be like, I don't know. Is she going to swim with Dave?
No. Oh my God, no.
I can't wait. This will be the first time that I get to name a podcast.
No, you did the one time we were driving and podcasting.
Oh, okay, good. This will be the second time out of how many podcasts that I get to name one.
47.
And everybody at the end will know if you allowed me to name it or not. So, I'm naming it.
Conflict resolution.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's gonna start drinking. Quarantine. Hot weather.
I know. Almost 80 today? Or 80?
I think it did hit 80.
Yeah. It's crazy. I went into work today.
You did for a meeting.
Yeah.
Let's hope we can continue, actually, you know, being at work. The boys said they have 100 kids quarantined at their high school.
Yeah, let's not go that far. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I just like to wish it away, and it just doesn't.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to go away after the election.
No.
How much wine do you have left in that glass?
None.
Like, I took like 8 sips. You've taken like 13 sips in the last 2 minutes.
Is yours gone?
Yeah.
I took little sips because I like to enjoy it.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, don't judge me on my...
What flavor is this?
It's one that's actually got cherry and tropical notes.
Cherry and tropical notes.
Yes, it's called something rosé.
So what kind of tropical notes are we talking about?
I don't know.
Here?
I didn't get that far.
Do you want me to go get the bottle?
I don't know that it says it on there.
Well, you just talked to them about it?
Well, it said it on the description, and then I tried a little bit of it there to make sure I was going to like it, and it was delicious.
How many different wines did you try?
Two? Yeah.
Okay. Why is that funny?
Because you're so ridiculous sometimes.
I mean, I just asked. So you got the one thing that you knew you were going to get, then you tried two and then got one?
Yeah.
What made you decide not to get the second one?
Oh, no, I was just trying to decide between two.
Oh, okay. Did you go with the one because it had tropical notes?
No, because it was cherry, and I really like the flavor.
The wine, it's actually better to me now that you told me that it had tropical notes, because that sounds very interesting to me. Like, I almost want to get another sip or two just to experience
the tropical notes. I know, I almost want to finish off the bottle.
Yeah, that and some cheese over a horrible Monday night football matchup.
I don't care, it's football.
Yeah, but it starts here at like 8:30. I'm glad my fantasy football team really... You kind of go into the week knowing that I'm going to be the high scorer in the league.
Actually am just glad that the boys don't get up until after 7 because school doesn't start until 8 something, and we live like 5 minutes from the school.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so that's where I'm sitting at, where if we're up till 11 sitting and, you know, enjoying football, which is live sports, and I'll enjoy as long as we can have them.
Yeah.
So
we have Friday, we have the banquet for soccer.
Yeah, which Isaac's supposed to have a scrimmage then too, so we might actually have to go without Isaac.
No, because he's not the only soccer player. You know what we should do? You should email the coach and say, hey, we've got this. Is it okay?
Yeah, well, I'm the one that decided to pick Friday because I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it in the middle of a Saturday. And
yeah.
And then I didn't know about basketball. Well, I mean, I knew he was going to do basketball, but I didn't think he'd have a scrimmage.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming quick. I mean, they just had cuts last Wednesday.
I know. Yeah. I tell you.
But yeah, I'm excited to hopefully get to watch them play.
I know.
I would think that even with it being inside, you should be able to get like two parents to come watch them.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. If not, I'm going to assume that they're going to live stream the games.
Yeah.
Which is good because then I don't have to listen to other parents from the other team who sometimes are difficult. So, I mean, I really like watching it, you know, in person, but
it's not as bad here as it was, like, at the last school.
No, even, for like, the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know how I feel about it. I love basketball, but at the same time, it really annoys me.
Yeah, he does a good job with it, though. I mean, it really is his sport.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, even yesterday, he was saying that he does miss playing football.
I mean, I get it. And I wouldn't be surprised if by the senior year, he drops soccer and does football. I don't know how much he loves soccer more than... I think it stinks that they're in the same season here.
Yeah.
He's talked about being the kicker for football. He could. I mean, he knows how to block, too. So, I mean, you can really do some trick plays with him.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to hide him anywhere on the field, though.
I mean, they bring him out as the kicker, and the first time they're like, what the heck?
Yeah, with his size.
It's like he's like the biggest kicker. I mean, Janikowski was always like... hefty, but I mean, how many of those kickers are actually tall?
You know what I enjoyed talking about soccer and all that? Like last weekend, I enjoyed cleaning and conditioning his soccer cleats made out of kangaroo leather.
You know, and he was a little bit annoyed to have to be doing it. You could tell that he wasn't that interested, right?
No.
Oh,
he said he appreciated it because now the shoes are going to be really comfortable next year.
Yeah, but. He was a little annoyed with, I think, having to do it. Like, he would have preferred that you just went ahead and did it for him.
Take care of his own stuff. How dare he have to take care of his $200 soccer shoes?
Well, we didn't pay that. Not even close to that.
How much? I thought they were pretty close.
No, they were $100.
I thought they were way more than that.
No, they were like $140 or something.
It's still a lot.
It is still a lot. We generally don't pay that much for a pair of shoes, but we think his feet are done growing.
Maybe.
Should be. Generally. I don't know. Anything else, my love?
We need to talk about our memory from today.
That was funny, the tofu.
Yeah.
When I had... Okay, yeah, making... I liked, and you guys like certain things that have tofu or imitation meat, but like that recipe, I did not get it right. It was gross. It's very tricky to make. Fun fact there.
Yeah. You made what's it called? Hot dog chowder tonight. Mm. It was really good.
It's delicious.
It's one of our favorites. That's great for Isaac for before a basketball game. I can't wait to hear about his game.
Well, scrimmage.
A scrimmage game.
Practice game. Because, I mean, that's really what it is. Practice game, I'll start calling it.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Do you have more wine than I did?
No.
Was your glass, like,
nope.
Topped off, if you will?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm in a good mood.
Why wouldn't you be? You were around me.
Yeah, and you left for a little while for your meeting. I don't even know if I really noticed, because by the time I finished my call, the boys were almost home, and then you were home shortly after.
It was terrible. I came on camera during the call because I had to fix my sandwich because there was still paper on the cheese.
That was so cute.
I was so excited for my tuna salad sandwich with provolone?
No, Munster.
Munster. Yeah, and I didn't know that kind of cheese in those packages had paper in between.
Yeah, they're separated. Yeah, so they don't get stuck together if they get a little melty. Yeah,
really sunk my teeth into that piece of wax paper.
It's not wax, it's just regular paper.
How do you know?
Because I've touched it a lot. Who do you think normally takes the paper off?
How do you know it's not wax paper? I bet there's a little bit of wax in there.
No, there's no.
We'll look it up.
So ridiculous.
Okay. I think I'm right.
I don't think you are. You have a phone. Why don't you look?
That'd be rude. I mean, I'm like the backbone of this podcast. I can't be doing research. Okay. What'd you do? You'd go off in La La Land. I'm still not sure how much wine you had.
Oh my God. Jesus. You know who the real backbone of this family is, so let's not pretend like you are. Yeah.
I'm just not saying a thing right now. Yeah. Because, like, there are all these things that are coming to my
because
mind.
I could think of a long laundry list of things that you generally don't do on your own that I am the one that manages.
I mean, Isaac and I took care of two meals for ourselves yesterday. And I made you a cappuccino.
You did make me a cappuccino. For the road to
was
go.
Was it still warm?
Yeah.
Was it like the perfect warmth for you?
I don't know.
I figured it would be the way I timed it.
It's just fine. It was good.
Yeah. I like that. I make a good cappuccino.
Make a mean.
I got a different kind of sugar or zero calorie sweetener for my morning espressos.
Yeah,
when we were at the store tonight. Really excited about that. Yeah, that's what we were talking about, the excitement that we have, like when we sit and like our one dog has to snuggle with me every night.
He really does.
Like snuggle with me.
He really does.
And we both take pictures, even though we're sitting like 2 feet away from each other, of what the dog looks like to us, and then text them to each other because our dog's really cute.
It's just so funny.
Did you want to give an update on the jackets that you got for the dogs? Or how Zeke almost like caused you to like get caused an injury to you?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We did find jackets. They're not full-on raincoats, but they will keep them warm as it gets rainy and cold and wintry, and it's going to be great.
Do you think they really get cold?
They can if they're outside in the really cold weather, and if we're taking a nice long walk. They have to be bundled. That fur doesn't protect everything.
So, have you seen many other dogs out on your walks with jackets on that are the size of our dogs?
Yes.
Some. And define some. Like, give me a percentage.
A couple. Some people.
Like 2%? 3%? 5%?
10%? I don't know. I think it's funny that you think that I would pay that much attention.
I mean, I think you could give a good, like, wag. Based upon your experiences.
You said wag.
What's happening here, Sarah?
You said wag.
And?
We were talking about dogs.
Yes.
So funny.
Okay, it's really not, but okay.
I would have never thought to say something like that. If you want to wrap this up, you just...
Now you're going to start sweating again, Sarah. You got to stop laughing.
Stupid menopause.
Sarah!
We have younger viewers.
Whatever. If they're women, they'll know they'll have menopause sooner or later.
We need to give a shout out to, but we... Yeah.
I did that.
Have you I gotten a hold about, of yourself?
Yes, of course I have. Stop staring at me like that. We're going to have to start doing this live on YouTube.
We are in our podcast room. We got a lot of rooms in the house.
Jesus.
A lot of rooms.
Help us now.
Yeah. Our soundproof YouTube studio. It is. A lot of people like to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
And they like that you're my wife and you kind of help out with the podcast here and there.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, 21 years. All right.
Yeah, very lucky lady.
Let's get ready to go. So.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we'll see how it sounds with the new phones.
I don't think it's going to sound any different.
We'll see.
Okay, good. You listen, because you know I don't like to listen to the playback.
I don't, because then it skews our viewer count.
Whatever.
I like listening to myself. I mean, I sound, like, amazing.
I mean, you are pretty
like,
nice.
I should have been in radio or television.
Wasn't
or both.
It you that said the other time you have a face for radio? Weren't you talking about that the other day?
Yes, that was a joke I made, yes.
Okay, good. Good. All right, so.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think we're quit while we're ahead. Before you
or not.
Have another laughing fit or start sweating again.
Hopefully this wasn't as boring as the Strength Finder.
Who said that one was boring?
We're not going to name any names.
Did David say it was boring?
He said that's what Anna said. But Anna, when she talked to me, she said it was because she got busy and didn't get a chance to finish watching it.
Watching it?
Whatever.
Well, if you're watching it, it is going to be boring. Because there's no video.
Oh, hush. Yeah. Oh. Poor teenagers.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts. I love them. So, okay. We got to go.
Yeah, we do.
All
it's,
right.
It's what time is
it? Have a great
it's
day, everyone.
Beer 30.
We'll see you guys next time.
I don't have any beer in the house, do I? No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. All right. All have right. a good week. All yeah. right. Bye.